Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, loads of people are trying to guess what happened to Lucy. Did her brother run off with her boyfriend? No, worse than that.
Okay.
Right, here's what happened. Lucy, thank you for your email. Lucy came home after school. She'd done hockey practice, so she was a bit later on than she would normally be, okay? And she wanders into the lounge to find her mum in a slightly uncompromising position with Lucy's geography teacher.
Slightly uncompromising.
Sorry, compromising position. This position isn't compromising at all.
A very rubbish story. Yeah. If she was in an uncompromising position.
And that's the end.
Right, brilliant. No, that's the worst thing that could possibly ever happen.
I don't know why I said uncompromising, because it was a clinch. Well done to Sophie as well, and Critchley, who, as soon as we asked for guesses, said that.
Really?
Yeah, she was the only person with the correct answer.
Said in an uncompromising position.
She just said... Think about it, though. That is the worst thing that could probably happen. So, like, you've done your hockey practice. You know what I mean? You go in the door. Hi, Mum. I'm home. Obviously, there's no door sound effect because it doesn't work.
Has their front door been stolen?
Oh, there it is. Oh, hi, Mum. I'm home. Yeah. Oh, this is rubbish.
Oh, you nearly swore them.
What do you think of that?
There we are.
Is that here?
Mr. Smith!
Obviously, that's not the real name of the geography teacher.
And he's not from New Zealand.
No, and the geography teacher isn't Zane Lowe, either. I mean, there wasn't anything too saucy going on, but, there was a clinch.
Right.
That wasn't uncompromising.
Yes.
Now, I should point out that Lucy's mum and dad have split up. Her mum's, not having any kind of affair with the teacher. That sounds a bit like Zane Lowe.
What do you think of that?
But... Because there's nothing worse, is there, than that? Than one of your parents going out with one of your teachers.
Especially geography. God.
Also, what happens when it's like, right, that's the end of the lesson. Before you go, Lucy, could you give your mum a message? If you know what I mean. Well, there you are in the lounge with them. Lucy, I've set you some homework. If you'd like to just go and do that for a bit. Get off my mum, sir. I don't think there's anyone worse that your mum could go out with. But he probably could give you a lift home on the way back
from
school.
There are advantages as well,
so
as
that's
disadvantages,
a bonus. Yeah. Apart from if this song is on in the car.
Nobody loves you like your mama loves you, but who's loving your mama? I am.
Seriously, they need to get that door fixed at Lucy's house as well. It's working now.
Like your mama loves you, but who's loving your mama?
Are we listening to all of this?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
You know there's a pub over my road that I don't go in that often, but I did last night just for one, right? And there's two people talking in there, boy and a girl, I looked like they were going out together. Bloke says something, I couldn't hear what he said, and without warning, she just properly wallops him around the face. Now I thought that only happened in...
Soaps.
In soap. It does happen in soaps. It happens in EastEnders all the time. Or, in films you sometimes see it as well, don't you, where a bloke says something and the girl just goes, straight around the face.
Yeah.
I didn't think it happened in real life. Now, I didn't hear what you said, but what is it that a bloke has to say to get a slap around the face like that? What is there that's so bad that you can say for a girl just go, I'm not having that, and to slap you one?
I couldn't even begin to think.
It was a proper kind of, straight around the face as well. Like in EastEnders,
maybe,
one of those.
Maybe about her weight. That's normally never a good one.
Have you done that one?
Maybe. Right, maybe something about their haircut.
Did you get a slap?
No.
So have you ever seen it happen?
I moved out of the way.
Have you ever seen it happen apart from not in a film?
No, I've only ever seen it tend to happen to Gail more than anybody else.
It does happen to Gail a lot. It used to happen to Pat Butcher a lot as well.
But
what did you actually say to the girl, the weight thing?
I think, no, it wasn't. It was more a haircut thing, I think.
Oh, okay.
When I kind of blasphemed and said the name of our Lord, followed by the word wept, as this person came out of the hairdressers with a truly horrendous haircut.
Right, okay. But no slap?
Well, they would try to go for me, but I just moved.
I just want to know what it is that a bloke has to say to get a slap like that, like the ones off of the soaps and off the movies.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello, who's that?
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. How can I help?
I just wanted to say that I feel really sorry for Lucy finding a mum with a geography teacher.
Yeah. It's not nice.
Disgusting. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I found my mum with any of my teachers, I'd screw, seriously.
Why, are they all a bit rough?
Yeah.
Which one would be worse, do you think?
Sorry.
Which one would be worst if you found your
out mom? Of all your subjects?
Yeah.
Oh God, I don't know.
Oh, go on. Which one do you think would be worse out of all the teachers?
Any of the science teachers, really?
Any of the science teachers? Yeah.
Lump them all together. Yeah.
Maybe don't name them specifically.
No.
No.
I don't think there is anyone worse that your mum could go out with other than a teacher. I really don't.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Scott.
Hello. Who's that?
It's Emma.
Yes, Emma.
My boyfriend called me a fat old bat and got a slap across the face.
So, oh my God, when was this?
It was a little while ago now. He had a lot, extremely a lot to drink.
Right.
And made the excuse that he was going to call me a daft old bat.
Do girls do this a lot? Because we've only seen this in films and in soap operas.
I think it's a reaction.
Right.
So, you've slapped him before, have you?
Only on that occasion.
Oh, right, okay.
Would you describe yourself as a slapper?
No.
Okay.
I really like what you did that there because you were leading right up to it, weren't you? Mm-hmm. You were just like, well,
so
I'm going to do it any second.
Boyfriend.
Any second, I'm going to do the line. Hey, there it is. Okay.
You were too slow, though, weren't you?
I was a little bit. Right. Thanks,
Thank you very much.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Podcast. Where you are? Were you just giggling back to yourself there, chopper in the corner?
Somebody said, you know, I talk about how those soap slaps, girlfriends slapping boyfriends,
yeah.
And how we never seen it. Somebody just texted in, they've remained anonymous, just saying, I got a mega slap from my girlfriend on a packed tube after I got her head stuck in the doors.
That's not the kind of one that happens in soaps, is it?
No.
It's normally an argument in the Vic or something.
Oh, I bet she was furious.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott Mills. You're right. It's Lisa.
Hello.
From Leicester.
Hello, Lisa from Leicester. How can I help?
I'd just like to say that my mum's now married to my old design teacher, so I know exactly how the other girl feels.
Right.
They actually met at a parents' evening, and the next day I had to give my design teacher my mum's phone number, and that's how they met.
No, your design teacher asked you for your mum's number.
Yep, and that's how they got together, so I know exactly how she feels.
What do you think of that?
Oh, God.
Oh. Did your marks improve?
Do you know what? They did, dramatically, for some reason.
So he was your teacher when they started going out, and you had to swap numbers for them. That's horrible.
Yeah, that's right. But it's all right, because I got a pretty good mark in my GCSE, so I was happy.
Right.
Although it was all fair and above board.
That's right.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, I've got mystical powers.
Oh, now you're boasting.
Would you like to know what they are?
Kind of, I think.
All right,
go on then.
Okay, I can predict what you are going to do and also what the listeners will do. Mainly, I think it will be male listeners.
Okay.
Not so much the ladies.
They're more difficult to read, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
I assume. What are you going to do?
Right, I'm going to write down on a piece of paper what you're going to do and what all the male listeners will do within the next minute or so. Okay? So I will write it down now.
Okay.
I won't read it out. I won't give you the paper. I'll give the paper to the one that doesn't speak. Please wait a moment while I write. Mm-hmm. Bring undies tomorrow. No, not that. This is Radio 1.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm going to do in the next minute, is it?
Okay, so I've now written that on a piece of paper. I've folded up the piece of paper and I've given it to the one who doesn't speak. Because I have mystical powers. Right. Are you ready for the experiment to begin?
Yeah. Interesting sound effect.
Come here, on, then. Here is a news report from Thailand.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Thailand is known worldwide for its cuisine. But the same kitchen utensils used for preparing your pad thai are sometimes used to cut off organs of another kind.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Think about it.
Penis slashing by Thai women is so common here that Thai surgeons have become world-renowned specialists when it comes to penis reattachments.
Yeah.
What?
How are you feeling?
Delicate.
Thailand doctors are leading the way in this.
Are they?
It's like a whole new craze sweeping throughout Thailand.
I don't want to hear any more about it.
During his 30 years in reconstructive surgery, Dr. Surasak has restitched over 36 male members for grateful patients.
Oh.
What's he called? Dr. Sorry-suck.
During his 30 years in reconstructive surgery, Dr. Surasak has restitched over 36 male members for grateful patients.
Here is
too many jokes.
Here is Dr. Sorry-suck.
Sometimes they chop into pieces. Those cases, we cannot put it back.
Oh, ow. That's right, at the moment, Thai women are getting revenge on their partners by chopping off their bits. It's the new craze in Thailand.
God.
Husbands annoyed you?
Ow! 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 Stop it!
Sometimes in bits.
Seriously? Oh.
Shall I go on?
No, stop it.
I would if I could.
Stop it. We don't need to
the
hear
the men him. Are usually delivered to him after a swoop of a knife wielded by a wronged wife or a jilted lover.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Now, I know for a fact that lots of people have Thai wives these days, don't they? In fact, I know a pub landlord that's got one.
Right.
And the worrying thing is, she's turned the pub food in from, like, you know, traditional English cuisine, British cuisine, into Thai food. And she's got a whole kitchen full
of
knives.
Implements.
Right there at her disposal. I don't think I'm going to eat in there again.
Sometimes they chop into pieces. Those cases, we cannot put it back.
Mm, wow.
Have you finished this?
A fresh dismemberment, less than 6 hours old, has the best chance of success.
Right. Less than 6 hours old.
Seriously?
Right, so you should go to hospital within 6 hours.
Okay, thanks.
If your wife chops it off.
I'll remember that if it ever gets lobbed off.
But the way they said that, I mean, do some people wait? Or, oh, okay.
Maybe they're so in shock that they can't move.
She's chopped it off, but I'll go after work. I've had a busy day.
When we say successful, that means the reattachment was complete, but cannot guarantee the function.
Oh, brilliant, doctor. So you might be able to put it back on, but it might not work. Thanks for that.
Psychotherapist Dr. Wanlop says dismemberment, rather than death, is the preferred method of female revenge.
All right, so they don't want to kill you. They just want to chop it off. I might wait 6 hours.
Can you read the text from all the men? Will you just stop it?
Okay, sorry. But I just wanted to let you know about the new craze that's sweeping Thailand at the moment. There we are, there you have it. So, anyway, back to my mystical powers. Have a look at what I wrote on the piece of paper. What did I write?
You will cross your legs and put your hands over your groin.
There we are, you see? And that's what you're doing. Look at that now, right there.
I've crossed my legs so tightly, I've squashed everything.
As soon as I started playing that, your hands went straight to your groin area, so therefore I have mystical powers. Thank you very much. I've been Scott Mills. I'm here all week.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
This is going to be wrong, this bit, okay?
You look like you're not quite ready to do this.
It's fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Be right. Strong.
So there you are, right? You're listening to, I don't know, Snoop, Akon, Soulja Boy, and your mum comes in and goes, "This is filth, this music!" Right? "What you listen to is filth." Well, you can say, "Well, actually, Mum, it was worse in your day." Mm. We found out some of these yesterday, and there's even more that have now come to light from the 50s, 60s and 70s that parents and grandparents used to listen to that is all sorts of wrong. The first one is George Formby, "When I'm Cleaning Windows."
Really?
Right, it's filth. Now, I'm going to read out the lyrics over the top because they're quite hard to kind of hear, okay? Pajamas lying side by side, ladies' nighties I have spied. I've often seen what goes inside when I'm cleaning windows. Right?
Are you reading it as well makes it slightly
it's
even
horrible.
Worse.
I knew this was going to happen. You wait till the next one.
Really?
Okay, listen, this the next bit. Now there's a famous talkie queen. She looks a flapper on the screen. What's a flapper?
She looks a flapper?
On the scene.
On the scene.
She's more 80 than 18 when I'm cleaning windows. That's wrong, isn't it?
Does it not say slapper?
She looks a slapper on the screen. Might be that. It could just be a typo. Probably is.
She looks
because the music that's a filth, isn't it?
She looks 80, but she should be 18.
Yeah. Now we move on to the next one. Now this is going to make us all feel very uncomfortable. This is horrible. Okay?
What's this one then?
This is a song from the 70s called "Claire" by Gilbert O'Sullivan. Okay. Obviously played a lot and very popular around the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, check this out. I'll read it over the top. You ready?
Yeah.
Words mean so little when you look up and smile. I don't care what people say. To me, you're more than a child. Oh, Claire. 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 Right? It gets worse. Why? In spite of our age difference, do I cry? Each time I leave you, I feel I could die. Nothing means more to me than hearing you say, I'm going to marry you, will you marry me, Uncle Ray?
What?
Claire.
Claire.
Does he want to marry this girl?
Who's his niece?
Yes?
No?
You
just made... that's...
Claire, I've told you before, don't you dare get back into bed. Can't you see that it's late? No, you can't have a drink. Oh, all right then. But wait, just a bit. While I, in an effort to babysit... catch up my breath, what there is left of it. That is absolutely awful.
That is just...
And listen to the end.
Wrong.
Oh, Claire. You know what to tell your mum or dad next time. Next time they tell you your music is wrong.
Just to go off that, because I just feel really wrong.
Yeah, horrible.
A flapper... is a 1920s dancing girl, apparently. You'd be surprised how many of our listeners know that.
A load of them do. And there's one more, okay? And this is...
I can't believe that last song.
I know, unbelievable. This is My Ding-a-ling by Chuck Berry. It was filth back in their day.
And then Mama took me to grammar school.
But I stumped off in their vestibule, right? Every time the bell would ring... you'd catch me playing with my ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling! Ding-a-ling!
Won't you play with my ding-a-ling? Joe Wiley will be clipping that up tomorrow, won't she?
Ding-a-ling! Won't you play with my ding-a-ling?
All of it, filth.
What was that? Stumped off in a vestibule?
Yeah.
I might need that explaining to me as well on the text, please.
8-1-9.
Lots of Claire's loving you as well. Yeah. Oh, no. Somebody on the text is called Claire, and she was named after that song.
No.
That's what it says.
No.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Well, it pretty much looks like I predicted correctly what would happen to all the blokes listening. They all crossed their legs and put their hands over their groin when we were doing that. So, therefore, my mystical powers are on. Even some people who are driving who are doing that, which I'm not sure is a good idea. Hello.
Hello,
who's that, please?
It's Orla.
What are you saying, Orla?
I'm saying I'm a woman and I don't have the bits to get chopped off, but I even covered my groin and crossed my legs.
Oh!
That just sounded so painful.
I know, it's
women,
not nice.
Women are evil.
Women are evil?
Oh, they're evil.
And you're a woman and everything. Would you do that to someone?
If I had to, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Right, so, and where do you live?
I live in Newry in Northern Ireland.
It's the new craze, sweeping Newry. Love you, Orla.
I start it.
Yeah, you don't start it. No, don't start it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So many people on the text were named after that song by Gilbert O'Sullivan that we just played, Claire. someone called Claire, obviously, was named after...
Thanks for pointing that out. I think we can guess what they're all called on the text.
Someone was named after that song and has an Uncle Ray and now feels a little bit sick.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
You'd be a bit annoyed if you were named after that song.
And your name wasn't Claire.
Called Barbara.
Rich in Sheffield's been on with a good point. Could be worse than being named Claire after that song off the 70s, right?
Yeah.
He could be named after the Claire song, but called Ray. That would be worse.
Radio 1 podcast.
Can I ask, is it the same Ray that the Hoosiers are a bit worried about?
I would imagine so.
One. Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast. Podcast.
Earlier we were talking about poor Lucy, do you remember? Near the beginning of the show, who came home to find... her mum in a clinch with her geography teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And we were asking, is that the worst thing that could ever happen? A lot of people said yes, we thought it was, and then we realised actually there was something worse than that could happen, and that's the latest craze that is sweeping Thailand at the moment, where...
Oh! Stop it!
Where Thai ladies, to get revenge on their blokes, are chopping bits off.
Psychotherapist Dr. Wanlop says dismemberment, rather than death, is the preferred method of female revenge.
Off it comes. There you are. Don't do that at home, please, otherwise I'll get blamed in court.
I think it would take a psychologist to work that out, would it, really?
What?
Well, that dismemberment rather than death is a female's preferred choice of revenge.
Yeah.
I could have guessed that.
Now, this, from an anonymous person, has come in. It doesn't say their name. I can understand why. Even worse was... worse than Lucy was when his mum started going up with the local... lollipop man.
Now, we've been thinking about this, haven't we, really?
So imagine it, okay, it's your mum, and she is now going out with the bloke that helps you cross the road. How do you chat them up? Do you have to keep walking across the road? How are you? Do you have your number? Oh, here we go. Oh, we're walking across again.
He was probably dragged across the road about 18 times every morning on the way to school, just so his mum and the lollipop man could build up some kind of rapport.
And as you cross the road, the lollipop man singing this to you.
Nobody loves you like your mama loves you, but who's loving your mama? I am.
Even worse, you come home and find his stop sign in the hallway. How do you chat them up? I've got this great idea of the stop sign in the hallway.
That's the clue. You're not allowed to go any further. You just got to stay in the porch.
Scott Mills podcast.
You know how we've been saying that music of today is nowhere near as much filth as it was back when your parents and grandparents were your age? Well, maybe I found out that that's not strictly true.
Okay.
Even though there was some filth around in the 60s and 70s, one of today's tunes, I think, might actually be worse.
Why?
I've just found this out. You know this Adele song?
Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements?
Yeah?
I may have heard it once or twice.
Are you aware of it?
Yeah, it kind of rings bells.
It's all about chasing pavements and whether she should give up or whether she should keep on chasing those pavements.
Did we play that?
Yeah, we did.
All right.
Sometimes on Radio 1, yeah. Right, well, there's a website out there which tells you what some of today's words in songs mean or phrases, okay?
Okay.
In urban areas, it's like a dictionary, okay? And if you look at that computer now,
okay,
and have a look at that, all right?
Yeah.
What chasing pavements actually means.
Okay.
No, don't read it out. Just read it to yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never knew pavements meant that.
I didn't. I'll never look at her in the same way again, that Adele.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.